popping. About midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. And on such a beautiful day, how can you have so much drama change to so much positivity by being here with us? Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Man, we are stringing together some beautiful days outside. Listen, we didn't get to talk about it yesterday because obviously we had the interview, we had some things going on, but kickball the other night was one of the most beautiful evenings. It felt like we were in a fall kickball league.
It was very nice.
Oh, my gosh. It felt beautiful, man. By the way, team's looking good.
Oh, no. That's impossible.
Man.
Because less than 1 week ago, there's this producer who sounds like the Louisville fan base talking about,
don't put it on the entire Louisville fan base. A couple people
you're
on
right,
Twitter.
Right. Sorry. That was... It's a low blow. I was irritated,
pissing and moaning because
I was irritated.
They were wrong,
Nikki. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have put that on
you. It's fair. It's okay. I deserve some.
I didn't like your bad ass.
No, put it on Nikki.
Yeah,
I'm saying the fan base. Nick was doing.
I didn't like your attitude when you came in, especially after I talked to Steve. And I'll treat you like I'll treat some of these people. I don't like their attitudes.
I mean, we literally, that first game, like, it ended up being...
You're learning the rules.
A little bit more. It ended up being double digits. But it's like, there were two plays in which we had people probably in the wrong position.
Yeah.
That, like, ball just went over their head. And it was like, they scored a couple runs that they wouldn't have scored. I mean, it's kickball. Like, this last game we had, there was two guys... I mean, there was multiple times. There was a guy and a girl, two or three people on base with one, two outs, and they didn't score a run.
Well, you know, so we locked it down.
Yeah, we knew what we were doing. And I think we would have – Jack Grossman made a blunder.
Our boy is –
Jack played good, though.
A blunder. Yes.
No, Jack's a part of the team. Like, I'm not knocking Jack.
He will acknowledge –
Had a little base knock.
I think he'll acknowledge
is
it.
Is he good for accountability?
I made a blunder, too, though. There was one
– Stop making blunders.
And they might have scored, but I tried to be a hero, and it was kind of going out of bounds, and I thought I could get my hand on it and just kind of hit the dude in the back. Mm-hmm. And when I did, Jack – it wasn't Jack's fault. He didn't know I was going to do it. So, like, I did it, and I kind of missed him, and then Jack had ran up, so the ball went, and I think they scored a run, so that runs on me.
Yep.
You know, and then, but, like.
So, you knew your mistakes.
He had a moment where if he hadn't went home and just kind of ate it, I think we would have won the game, you know? And I think we would have won anyways, because we did have kind of one of our dudes. Who's my guy? He's awesome.
Oh, Pat PK.
No. He's awesome, too. Yes. But, no.
Jason?
No. Yellow shirt.
Oh, Hans. My boy, Hans.
He's awesome.
Van Hamburg.
He's
the star player of the Nuggets. Tory. Hans Van Hamburg.
Yeah, no, he's good. But, like, he tried to push it out at the end. Like, he's one of our better players, and he just tried to push it out at the end and got thrown out. I think we'd have won even if he hadn't got thrown out there. So it was like, we have a good, like, we got together. Yeah.
The thing is, we are running deep. Team Nick Valvano, because I signed the waiver wrong.
There's going to have to be some cuts.
Seriously, Marcus, we look like a football team on the sideline. It's great.
Yeah, we got too many. Because we got a good team, especially if we could just keep the people in position.
You think
Nicky
is willing to cut somebody?
We're going to have to.
I will say this. First off, I should answer the phone. So typical. Turn my mic off.
No, you go ahead.
Give me one second.
Yeah, you go ahead and answer the phone. I found my calling, I think, as a pitcher.
Yeah. You did it with your hand?
Yeah. It wasn't bad. Had a couple double plays, you know. I got
somebody was pissed about us talking too much kickball early in the show.
I don't care. Go listen to Issel. Matt Jones.
That's option B and C.
Have at it if you want. It's up to you. Sorry. It is.
Are we going to get Pops Bates on here?
We have to get Pop's face on here.
Yeah,
just say, hey, listen, we're gonna just check you out from afar.
We'll get to the fiasco.
AEW was awesome, Bates. Nikki.
Yeah, he's just full blown conversation. He's done.
Is he doing a whole Brian Hall right now?
Yeah.
Like, remember we used to call?
Is it hot in here?
It is very hot. I came in here, and Steve, I turned on the air conditioning the moment I got in here.
I mean, DFH, like, awesome. Our mini split works perfectly, so.
Nikki, Steve made me watch AEW last night.
Ooh, Blood and Guts.
Yeah. I made him watch Blood and Guts, man.
Yeah, I was busy fusing fireworks, but I went back and watched the highlights. Man.
I didn't think, I kind of thought he would, because like when we were talking, like I said, I think we've learned each other. I was like, I think he's going to. And then when I called you and you were shopping already, I was like, oh, he already made his little Kroger trip too. Yeah. So I was like, he's going to go back and actually watch it. And I was like, oh, okay. And then Nick, this is what happened to me. So then I'm watching the show and I'm like, man, I'm critiquing it. I'm like, oh, no. I don't know if it's as good as come on, y'all. Like, you know, I'm kind of
because you want, I need you more. Want me to have a good
experience. Yeah. So, experience. Like, now I'm watching it nervous the whole time. Like, all right. Because, like, a Blood and Guts match, it's an hour long.
Right.
So I'm like, I almost want to call Marcus and tell him, hey, man, these matches are like a movie. Like, they start strong.
Right. You have to start defending it. It's like, guys, you guys are auditioning for my friend's attention here. Like,
come on. You know how a long match like that is.
Right.
Like, it starts strong. And then it's like a movie. Yep. It gets kind of...
Commercial breaks, you got to...
They did too many. I will say, that's a critique I have. They did too many cutouts in that match. They should have loaded up somewhere and made it, and talked with TBS and only had a couple. Even though they do picture-in-picture, it was too many.
Yeah. I will say this. I will say, Steve, if a guy takes a fork and jabs it in your eye like the one dude was doing, and he was raking it and jabbing it in his eye, right? I'm pretty sure... 4 minutes to land on the ground screaming and crying is efficient.
Yeah.
It's amazing how he recovered from that. Because a guy like me, if somebody was jabbing me in the eye with a fork, I think I would retire from that match.
Yeah.
That's enough. We'll take a ping pong.
Yeah, we're done. But
Yeah. When the guy mushed his face against the steel gate and started raking it back and forth.
The old cheese grater.
Yeah, the cheese grater. I probably would have. You know, hey, let me just lay down here for a little while.
I don't know. I was
their
just
recovery
like,
was amazing.
I was just like, could have been better. But like, it was awesome. I liked it, but like when it's almost like I wanted to call Mark's back. I mean, they do better stuff. Like, I mean, that was good, but like, they do better stuff. Like,
is it weird? Like, I mean, obviously the Sammy Guevara spot was crazy, and incredible. I mean, someone's getting hucked off. That's happening.
I didn't
love the finish.
I did.
I saw what they were going for. Well, I know that they're like hinting at, you know, this rivalry between Kingston and Claudio and everything. But like,
they're gonna get so pissed off at us.
Yeah, but I like at the end of it, it seemed like, you know, Claudio was being like really friendly. Like I was like, you know, they didn't build that tension.
Well, yeah, but I agree with you. But Kingston was hurt. You could read his lips.
I even read that. West End Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
It's a good call.
Hey guys,
it's fair.
Been a minute since I called in last time.
Thought you were mad at us.
No, not for real. But I listen to you. I listen every day. When I start at, I want to start by, first of all, Nikki yesterday, man, Nikki's part of the crew. He ain't going nowhere, man. He's part of it.
Right.
So, I think Louisville as a program right now, guys, has so much positive going on. I don't want to become this fan base to where I read a lot and listen to a lot of people that every time we don't land a kid, it's, oh, we didn't need him. We didn't want him. All that. Don't become that fan base, man. These guys have a lot of opportunities at other places besides just us, although we're going to pick our place over everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But they all got their own agendas and things in life going on that we may not know about.
Right.
But every time I see Coach Payne in an interview, like with Kent Taylor, I think it is, on Wave 3, man, I don't know something about that guy, man. I love him, man. He just brings a good feeling to me. I think he's in it for the good of the kids, and that's what I'm in it for. I want to win. just like everybody else, but I'm in it for the kids as well. And I think Satch's doing a great job, you know, is recruiting, but he's still going to have to, you know, beat Kentucky.
Right.
He's going to have to put on the wins, but he's got the talent now to finally do it. As we all like to say, the big behinds are starting to come in. And that's what it takes to win. We all know that. And last thing is Steve doing it up at the swimming pool. Come on, guys. Give it up for him, hey, brother.
Man.
Have a good day.
Same.
Appreciate it, man. Yeah, I had a great time. It was nice. It was out at the pool. And we got the little splash pad one over there. We went to it's called the kids one, you know. Mm-hmm. It was awesome. It was a good time.
Naeem, thanks for joining White's us hot. On 93.9. Fire away.
Hey, what's up, y'all? How are y'all doing?
Good, good.
So, Marcus, there's a guy. I work FedEx, all right? There's a guy on my route who mistakenly thought it was you yesterday. He pointed me out. He's like, Middays with Marcus Maven. I'm like, huh? Middays with Marcus Maven. He's like, oh, yeah. How are you doing? So, yeah, I had to be like you for a little bit yesterday.
that's fine. I can handle it.
That's awesome.
But I'm doing a podcast with my boy Cody. He told you about it a couple of times. It's called the High 502 Podcast. Just want to give a quick shout out.
Absolutely, man. Okay, yeah. Sure. I did just get it, and I'm sharing it as we speak.
Good deal, man. Right.
I got you.
Sounds good. Appreciate y'all.
Appreciate it.
I'm okay with self-promotion.
Right.
Right.
Doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, so Steve.
Okay.
The saga's over?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just beginning?
I think it's over. You know? I think we now are able to settle in a little bit and take a deep breath and go, okay, this is the roster. You know, you say, okay, this is it. I don't think. I mean, outside of I think Fabio will be a part of the team this mm-hmm. year. Over the next few weeks or whatever, but you add that, and I think you say, okay, this is the team, yeah. So and that's there's good and bad to that. The good is that you know, you have.
Is it time to start lowering the expectations?
Well, it depends on what your expectations were, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what were the expectations? I think. As far as
I want you to know that I'm being extremely sarcastic when I say that. No, yeah. I'm not lowering my expectations on
no,
this team.
No. I mean, because I think there's a lot of talent on this team. I mean, you know, I think that's the case. As far as,
do you think this is a talented team?
Yes.
In the ACC?
Yes. Yes.
How many games, and I don't want you to, like, go through the numbers necessarily in your brain, but just quick number, how many games do you think last year did you just think they just can smush us with talent?
I mean, not many. I mean, as far as that goes, but this is a different team too, you know, than mm-hmm. that team, because there's a lot of pieces that were in the games there that won't be now.
Yeah.
So I mean, I would have to do more individually. Yeah. Like,
so let me stop you right there.
Now let me be clear, just to play devil's advocate, I think we'll be. You're okay. No, it's okay.
No, we're going to try to make you look.
Yeah. You think you're going to play that sound and we're just going to keep going? Like, we're not going to point out that you completely screwed up right in the middle of the show?
What fun would that be?
Like we're all
that was intentional. That. I can't explain it.
I'll revisit this. Who should we go? Who should we take?
Leo.
Leo, thanks for joining 93.9. What's on your mind?
I heard that sound. I thought my phone exploded.
Yeah, we all did. We're like, what was that?
Now, you know, I'm trying not to be a homer, but I'm a very, very pessimistic person, except when it comes to my sport teams. And I'm going back and forth here, like what you guys are talking about, you know. Okay, who can do this? Who can fill this spot? And then when I make analogies, you know, I'm big on making analogies, whether it's from a movie or whatever.
And right.
When you make an analogy, if I say, hey, that quarterback reminds me of Brett Favre, I'm not saying – it's like when you say,
sure.
Malik reminds me of Lamar. I'm not saying Malik is Lamar.
Right, right.
I can't stand when people come back and say, how could you –
Well, you damn sure don't want to get in radio.
If, oh,
yeah,
God.
If you – yeah.
Yeah.
Good luck with that.
Look up analogy, and then we'll talk. What where I keep going back and forth with this team and where you get with Coach Payne – what I think he's going to do, and Coach Pitino did it all the time too, is that you put in place your system and whatever with what you got, and you know like Pitino did that with Lamar. He didn't put him in a classic drop back. You know he tailed it around him. So where I keep coming back to, and I hope I'm not getting long winded. Just tell me
no,
to wrap it up.
You're good.
Do you remember the Nevada team that Musselman took? To that, I think it was the Elite Eight.
Elite Eight. Yep.
They only had like, if I remember, maybe I'm crazy. They only had 7 scholarship players.
Yep.
And I looked at KenPom. They were still number one in offensive efficiency. Now that, or well, not number one. They were way up there. Now, I don't know if they were running and gunning, but where I keep coming back to, and Rick's team, the first Final Four team, with Tyquan playing point, but he wasn't a point. You know, we had a Cisco was more the point, and things like that. Where I'm going with this is. Yeah, you know, we want to run. You can see the system's running. They're getting them, you know, in shape for running. But I think what we'll try to see is, you know, he's smart. He knows what he's doing. Okay, when, you know, L needs to sit, I can get maybe Fabio or heck, even, you know, Hersey or whoever in for 5-10 minutes. And, you know, we can, you know, run different things. For this time, we're going to pound it inside. We're going to put maybe 4-6-10 guys in and just pound it inside. You know, the only concern I have is, honestly, is with James's Achilles, because he can play guard.
Yeah.
You watch his highlight, man, he can play anything. So who fits where? I'm interested mm-hmm. in where you guys think, who fits where, who can slide into this? You know, it's not so much, it really isn't so much basketball, especially college ball, isn't about, you know, starting fives and I'll wrap this up. I apologize.
No,
I just
good,
remember,
man.
I remember Coach. This is, I'm gonna show my age here. I remember Coach McGuire, you know, a long time ago, Al McGuire saying he didn't believe in, and I thought this is where Coach Mack went wrong. You know, he was building him up to be like the linebacker unit, you know, with the Cards, rather than, you know, and I think that kind of messed with their shooting a little bit, and you know, it can mess with explosiveness, and like in baseball. All those injuries during the steroid eras, guys are getting so big when they're exploding off the base or they're exploding off the plate, they're getting hurt. So, you know, Coach McGuire said you like those long, lean, muscular type, like Coach Pitino did. And I think you're seeing that with Coach Payne. And so I worry about what is it going to do with Achilles, you know, with Rose and James, and how do they then fit into filling in maybe a position here, like a 3 spot, or will you see – Jalen at the 3. I'm curious what you guys can, you know, put your minds together, especially you, Marcus, who knows so much more about basketball than I do, where you can see somebody, because you've touched on it, like with Florida State, who can rotate over for those 10 minutes that maybe
right.
they're not used to it, but they have the skill set that can translate, because all we need is 10 minutes. What are your thoughts on that? And again, love you guys. Love the show. Keep up the awesome work. Talk to you soon.
Appreciate it, man.
The call. Couple ways to address this.
And y'all don't have to apologize on a day like today. This is a day where we're
having conversations.
We're figuring it out. Yeah, as a fan base. Oh, right,
okay,
right.
So here's the thing, Steve. First of all, like, I'm going to stop being so hypersensitive to the word worry, right? Because worry has been agitating me.
Mm-hmm.
Worry hasn't me.
Yeah, right.
Like, panic is the one where I'm
like, I realized I'm hypersensitive for people using, because I'm like, worried, like, you're starting, this is your starting point. What, you know, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, when you're panicking, now, like I said, I don't even pay attention to the ones. It's like, what are they?
Yeah, worry.
Kenny Payne fanboys and stuff like that. It's like, yeah, okay.
But when you do, basically, the word worry has been agitating me, but it's like, okay, you worry every time your kid jumps off a 1 foot curb, you know, a little curb or something. So yeah, technically you can't use the word worry without me biting your head off, right?
Yeah.
But here's the thing.
Leo, I keep on trying to paint this picture, not because it's a narrative, it's because I've been on teams where Reese is in foul trouble. Marcus is running the point, you know what I'm saying? Even when Marcus is running the point,
that worked out great.
What you do is listen. Okay. No. Don't be a so here's the
boosting thing. All our confidence.
Here's the thing.
I'm messing with you, yeah.
L. Ellis sat right in here. He said, yeah. Jalen, okay, we're going to have a ball handling advantage at a position. Mm-hmm. Okay? Period. Okay, let's just say L's out the game, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, who's in the game randomly? Jalen, Kamari, Devin, Sid, and Brandon Huntley Hatfield. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say the other team has three guards out there, right? Mm-hmm. Jalen Withers is going to be able to bring up the ball on his man.
Yeah.
You know, Sidney Curry's probably the only guy that can't bring up the ball, and we haven't seen him, you know, do much dribbling off.
No, so Sidney Curry. No, listen.
He's my guy.
We're not caveating.
Okay.
Bless his heart.
Okay.
We throw the ball at him.
I've watched Dame, and y'all know these names. You can, like, when you go Francisco Garcia, like, they don't come in as point guards, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you find out who can handle the ball. We're going to have advantages at some position where it's going to be the other team's Matt Cross is going to be guarding Kamari Lance. Okay.
Did we just. What? Are we going to do that? What? We loved Matt. Now we're just like.
His defense was.
Now we're just turning Matt.
No. Matt's defense.
Matt Cross.
I didn't worry about him on the defense.
All right. Fair enough.
Cross is guarding Kamari Lance, would you feel like we can get the ball up the court?
Yes.
Seriously.
Yes.
If Matt Cross was guarding Jalen Withers, do you think we can get the ball up the court?
Okay. Point made.
If Matt Cross
was
guarding Brandon Huntley
can't play defense. Okay, God.
Yeah, keep it going. If Matt Cross was guarding Devin Ree, do you think he could get the ball?
Worst player we ever had.
Every team has a Matt Cross.
Yeah, worst player we ever had. I don't know why.
We're getting the ball just fine up the court.
I know.
So now we get it up the court. Now we have a motion offense.
Yeah.
So it's not going to look weird, y'all. It's not going to look weird. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I don't know if we can wrap it.
No, you're making
a motion offense. You know, you're swinging the ball and you're setting screens away. You can run a pick and roll with six guys on this team already that you can run pick and rolls with.
Yeah.
You don't think Jalen Withers and Sidney Curry?
Let me say this, and I know we got a loaded phone line. I want to get people in because I know people want to talk.
Sorry
today.
About that, y'all.
No. You're good.
And I'll be getting out.
I don't know why I said. Oh yeah, that's fine. I'm good. Here's the thing, though. You're going to have to. I mean, Kenny Payne. We're going to find out early too with some things because they're going to have to. And I think what they will do is they're going to have to be more tactical this year. And they're going to have to exploit matchups.
Right.
They're going to have to put Kamari Lance in situations where he can shoot over a guy. Like, you know, they're going to have to put Brandon Huntley Hatfield in. Like, we're going to have to work a little more as much as I think we are going to have some teams where we can kind of say, just go ball.
You think we'll have a good offensive rebounding team?
Yes. I do think we'll have a good offensive rebounding team.
Do you think we'll have a good defensive team?
To be determined.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who's our worst defensive player right now?
Who? Jalen Withers? On the perimeter? Right?
Is that what you think?
Maybe.
Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Who should I take up next, Nikki?
Looks like Chris.
Chris, fire away, my man.
What's up? What's up, Maimon Ramage?
Feeling good. Man?
Ramage, I'm getting ready to get on the scout force, man. If you're scared, just say you're scared.
Oh, man.
You don't want to come to Indiana? I understand. Just say it.
Just don't want to come to Indiana. That we'll go with that.
Yeah, it's a whole other country for you Kentucky people. So here's what I'm saying. In a short memory, how close were we to Carolina last year? We were right on the brink has been as good as Carolina. Will we not agree with that?
Well, in our games with them, yeah.
So Carolina last year goes to the Final Four playing a rotation of six, sometimes seven.
Mm-hmm.
And we're worried about having non-scholarship players. I don't get it.
And it probably will end up being 10, but yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but we watched the first-year coach in our league play with non-traditional players, played with two guards that were basically shooting guards. Leaky, whatever, Black, is probably a worse shooter than Matt Cross. I can't believe you're dogging on him like that, Marcus. But, I mean, we're going to be fine. Everybody, I think what you should do, Maven and Rummage, you know how you don't do birthday show here, you don't give age?
Right.
We should stop talking about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No more position players. Don't worry about ones. Don't worry about twos. We're going to have basketball players, and we're going to play basketball. There's no one in our league besides Florida State that pressures the ball enough where you would have to even worry about that. Everybody just lets you bring the ball up the court. What are we so worried about? We'll get the ball off the court. We'll get in the offense. Hopefully we'll create more offense with defense than we have to worry about even bringing the ball up the court.
Yes, thank you.
Calm down. Enjoy this. I'll get off and I'll listen to you.
Go ahead. I appreciate the call. I appreciate the call, Chris. Or don't calm down. Or stay excited. To his point, great. It was a great call as far as maybe our defense will create some offense. Maybe our transition will look a lot better. Maybe we'll have 1,000 more ways to score points that we did not lose. We were not a good offensive rebounding team last year. We were not. Our transition was non-existent last year. We did not create turnovers on defense. Mm-hmm. We forced tough shots, did not create, but that was our style of play.
Yeah.
Our style is going to be different. You think Jalen Withers is the worst perimeter defender?
Yeah, I mean, that's just me going off of people saying Kamari Lance can really play some D.
So you're saying LLs can D up.
Because my starting five. Okay. Well, and Mike, we'll see. I mean, my starting five right now, I believe when the season starts, is going to be L. Ellis, Kamari Lance, Jalen Withers, Brandon, and Sydney.
I think Devin Rhee will be the weakest defender.
Well, yeah, on the whole team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant like in a starting five.
I think Jalen Withers is one of our better defenders.
Oh, I think it's definitely Devin Rhee if we're doing that. Yeah.
Sydney gonna have to D up.
Yeah.
We don't know. Like Sydney, Coach Mack's style might have been perfect to hide Sydney. I want to know if Sydney can D up.
I just think Sydney's gonna guard guys that the style doesn't matter.
Okay, he's gonna guard the bangers.
Yeah.
They're gonna put him on the biggest body.
Yeah, I just don't think it's gonna matter. I think he's gonna be underneath. He's gonna wind up underneath anyways. I mean, if anything, Sydney's gonna have a super advantage offensively because he can run the floor so well.
Who got up next?
Carlos.
Carlos, fire away, my man. Carlos, fire away.
Oh. This is Eric. Am I on the line?
Oh, yeah, Eric.
This is Hall. Hey, what's up,
guys? Yeah. What's going on? Sorry, Carlos.
I think what I'm seeing is we're forgetting that there's still haters out there. And we're taking little, they love the Armani dog coming there. You know, all of those articles, they love it. Louisville loses another one. But look, here's what I'm thinking. We got the coach we wanted, and he has that look in his eye that I'm not worried about it. Somebody going to step up like Curry. Curry looks like he wants to go pro, and he will benefit a lot from him. And I think this team's going to overachieve. I don't know why everybody's like, if we make 500, that's an achievement. I think it's going to be explosive. And I think everybody's worried for no reason. Yeah. The other thing is somebody's going to make a step up from being around coach. And I think it's going to be Curry the most. I really do. I think Sidney Curry has the potential to be a bulldog. And then also, L. Ellis always scared me with the frantic pace and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But with the right coaching and that look in his eye, I'm telling you, there's something I've had many coaches I've coached. There's a certain vibe that you get from certain people.
Right.
There's no games. Like when that coach looks at you, it's no games. They could do it to Mac because Mac was used to guys just falling in line. But when things don't go your way, that coach, you look over, you're like, I better get in line. L. Ellis will benefit from him as well. I think he'll do what he needs him to do. And I think we are better off not getting Imani Bates of the world because if we then win, it's because of that. Whether the guy scores 6 points a game or whatever, it won't matter. That'll be, they got all the transfer portal. I'd rather take this team and overachieve in his first year than get all the breaks and all the luck of getting these supposed superstars,
right,
who, by the way, are like Kwame Browns of the world. You know, Kwame Brown had all the potential, but he just really wasn't a baller and didn't love it. This Imani Bates kid clearly doesn't want the pressure of being at a Louisville.
You don't think Kwame Brown...
Oh, God. Kwame Brown's Marcus's guy.
You don't think Kwame Brown wanted it?
Thanks a lot, Hall.
I don't, man. I don't. And I'll tell you this. I was actually working for the Wizards when they turned into the Wizards. I was there with the Bulls and worked for Wes. So I'm in the arena, and I'm watching practices. I'm watching games, and I'm seeing Jordan pump this kid to try to get him to come alive. And he fades.
You think Michael Jordan was punking him to get him to come alive?
Michael Jordan punked Kwame Brown so bad.
Michael Jordan didn't want Kwame Brown there.
I was there. I'm sorry. You might not want to hear it, but I was there.
Let me ask you this.
I'm telling you.
Did Michael Jordan want to trade Kwame Brown?
Do what now?
Did Michael Jordan want to trade Kwame Brown? For the Duke kid.
Was a player. Well, no, the first year when Michael was playing with him and trying to get him to come alive, that's the year I'm talking about. Later, I'm not worried about it when Michael starts being an executive. I'm talking Michael's first year on the Wizards and practices. It was over. The kids just didn't fight back, and Michael wasn't having that. And I don't think that was, not every kid needs to be groomed the same way. But that's the way it was.
Michael
go.
Jordan was punking a 17-year-old Kwame Brown. What was he supposed to do, smack Jordan?
Yes. Yes.
What?
Yes. You got to swing it. Look, if your big brother keeps punking you, you got to swing at some point.
Listen.
Even if you know you're going to get beat up.
Nikki, you get his number because I want to talk to him. Hey, listen, will you pass along your phone number to
Rod Strickland crew, that team that went to the 96 finals.
I want
I know all of those. Rasheed Wallace, all of them.
We're going to have
been,
I want a drink with you. We're going to have
a drink.
We're going to have a drink. Please get.
We should have a drink.
Will you hang up and call Nikki right now or can you
Hall, get message me on you got a Twitter, Hall? DM me, buddy.
Yeah. Well, I don't do Twitter, but I do Instagram, Facebook. I'll just I'll call the line again, you can get my info.
There it is.
That'll do.
Perfect.
All right, fellas.
I appreciate it, Hall.
You have a good one. I love the show. Love the show, fellas.
Appreciate
you, man.
Later, guys.
Carlos.
Finally. Hey! How's it going, guys?
Good.
and forgive my disposition, but right now, man, I am so pissed because
me too.
It seems like to me I'm listening to a whole lot of so-called Mr. Know-it-alls when it comes down to basketball, and it's just me, and I could be the most ignorant son of a gun on the planet, but it seems like to me that everybody is sleeping on L. Ellis and his abilities on the basketball court. Man, his ball handling abilities, his ability to distribute the ball. This kid is he can create his own shot. He's going to be a nightmare for defenses. And not only that, he's a lockdown defender. But it seems like all I'm hearing is, why, we don't have a point guard. We need a point guard. We need a wing. Man. This kid is going to be in a situation where they're going to double team him. He's going to distribute the ball down post.
He needs to get this out.
He's going to be a nightmare for defenses. And all I can say is look out for L. Ellis because this kid is the real deal. I had the opportunity to look at some of the film on him. And Marcus, I can't say what I want to say for real. I'll save it for your podcast, by the way. It's a good podcast, brother. But everybody need to relax, chill, and wait to see what's going to happen this year because I really feel that Coach Fain is going to put emphasis on defense. They're going to be lockdown defenders and going to create offense from this defense, and they're going to let these kids run and go 8-doo-doo wild on everybody.
I appreciate the call. Carlos, to your point with L. Ellis, nobody's sleeping on him. You know what they're doing? And yeah, I appreciate the call. They're accepting L. Ellis, but they're looking for the future wreckage.
Yeah.
They're making scenarios that are going to happen in their minds. They're creating problems that are they're forcing problems to occur down the road, and then they're saying, okay, when this problem happens, then we're going to be in trouble. It's not because they don't respect L. Ellis. They do respect L. Ellis. There's this impending doom.
Well, I think days like today, too, remind you what me and you talked about last night on the phone. And what I said earlier, like, the fan base isn't, you know, just because a couple people you know, going to get on there and they're mad that Kenny, they didn't want Kenny Payne, so they don't want to be wrong.
Don't call in.
Like, but today you hear, like, the fan base is not, like,
panic.
It's like, dude, like, you know, we were all able to dream a little bit. Tyrese Hunter, Mike
Bates. Just get the whole squad. Yeah.
Maybe we're gonna get a squad. You know, like maybe we're gonna do something.
But again, the dreaming was before we knew how resolute he was about not doing NIL.
Sure,
because we thought he was gonna bludgeon people with NIL and 502 circle stuff.
Right.
Are these new calls here? I will not take Kwame Brown slander. I am going to cut that up and I'm going to send it to Kwame. I'm sending it straight to him. I'm tagging him. I'm going to need y'all to retweet it too because I'm reaching out to Kwame on that.
So bad. I was like, since he said it, I'm like, oh, God.
Yes.
Like, here we go.
Yes, we got
it's a hot button topic.
We're going to have a problem.
He's just a troublemaker. And now he's out there really causing trouble.
I was like, what? He just didn't have – Michael Jordan was –
He's doing these little videos now.
Michael Jordan was 40 years old. Kwame Brown was 17.
Somebody said, I'm adopting ape doo-doo. Ape doo-doo wild into my vernacular.
Urban Dictionary.
Do we need to take these, Nick? Or do you want to take a break? Or do you want to – I mean – you just want to chat with them? Or we can do whatever.
I mean, I figure.
Sorry, yeah. No, phones are ringing off the hook.
Good.
Yeah, and I'm going to be jumping out of here, so we're just going to take it up to the top of the hour.
Yeah, it's almost like we have a lot of listeners who care.
That's awesome, man.
I feel like that's very important for advertisers.
Did you get the number for me?
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Yeah, I got you.
So who should we take?
I forgot who's on two. Oh, no, it's Jason on two.
We'll do Jason. Have a name. Okay, Jason.
Fire away, my man.
Hey, how's it going, Marcus? How's it going, Steve?
Good.
All right. So last night, whenever all the Amani Bates stuff came out, I'm not going to lie to y'all. I was pretty upset. You know, I was actually really hoping that we would get Amani. You know, I think on paper, he did fit what we needed on our team. You know, he could honestly, with his skill set, could have been a primary ball handler.
Absolutely.
I feel like that's the one thing that we needed.
Absolutely. I agree totally.
But then I'm staying up, you know, I'm thinking about it. I'm listening to everything you guys are saying this morning. And I mean, guys, if I'm being honest with you, I mean, and one of the biggest thing I was upset about is that, you know, he posted a picture with DJ Wagner, a guy that's supposed to be coming to Louisville or should be coming to Louisville, hopefully. And then later on, you know, says, oh, I'm going to Eastern Michigan. And this is after months of him basically getting our hopes up. So, I mean, if I'm being real with y'all fellas, if this guy is quitting on Memphis midway through the season because he's not playing well and thinks that Penny Hardaway, who of all people should know that having back issues is a thing that you should take seriously.
Yes, debilitating.
If he's putting on Memphis thinking that he doesn't have his best interests out for him, and he's listening, you know, he's basically taking 2 months not talking to anybody so that he can keep all these colleges in the dark and basically get a, you know, not just Louisville fans, but however many other fans hopes up just to go to freaking Eastern Michigan because it's so that his dad can come to every practice. I mean, I'm just saying, fellas, I think we dodged a bullet with Amani Bates. I mean, if I'm being honest with you, I'd rather take what we have today going into the next season and adding like, 3 walk-ons than having that cancer on our team. But y'all have a good one. I love the show, and go Cards.
Appreciate it, man.
Jason, I appreciate the call. I'm always careful about making those assumptions, like he quit on the team and things like that. Like, I just think the team around him, the people that Penny Hardaway had on that sideline, those are really people who know the game, who know the and they know the superstar part of the game. They know what it's like to fight through injuries and still be expected to play. And like I said, I think Penny Hardaway would be extremely empathetic to back injuries. I also think there's a lot of the Shaedon Sharpe in Imani Bates.
Yeah.
I just think they're taking the route. And here's the thing, y'all. I don't want to I have to blame the sport a little bit. I have to blame the NBA. I have to blame the sport when they draft. Listen, I was complaining about this 5 years ago, sitting right across from Steve. I was saying the exact same thing. I said, Steve, the foreign player that's 6'9", 6'8", playing in some trash league somewhere, who he's just all potential, and we don't get a chance to see. You remember those guys?
Yeah.
You were always getting in the top 20. You started getting 6 and 7 guys who you had never seen play before.
Yeah.
From, you know, Slovenia, you know, Lithuania, you know, you know, Australia. You were always getting these guys. Yes, maybe, you know, 3-4 years down the line, they were turning into something. But a lot of these local, like the college players back then, they were expected to contribute instantly or be a bust. Hall.
Texture says Kwame was a bust. Sorry, Marcus.
You don't know shite. Excuse me. Check. Cut that. Forgot I'm not allowed to say that.
It's actually a German cuss word.
Yeah. Okay. But you remember how, like, you were okay, the American players in college were expected to contribute immediately, but you were getting a whole bunch of foreign guys who they were shiny toys. Oh, look at the, what do they call them? Unicorns. All, you know, all your Kristaps, you know what I'm saying? They're just unicorns. Oh, this guy's 7 foot. He can shoot. And then you get your Darko Milicic's.
Yeah.
You know, all that stuff.
Hey, Darko won a title before LeBron. Just saying.
Oh, man. Yeah, true.
Who's next? Dana, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's going on, gentlemen? As always, privilege and a pleasure to talk to you guys on this beautiful day.
Indeed.
I'm going to go ahead because I'm tired of the track team and the point guards are just getting old, getting boring for me. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to quote Jim Fossil. I'm going to lay all my cards on the table. I'm going all in. This team, this year, I don't care if they've got 9, 10 players, whichever one, is winning north of 23 games.
Okay.
North of. I just feel that way.
How many total games we have?
I don't know. Regular season, what is it, like 30?
Like 30, 31-ish.
31, yeah, something like that, I think, regular season games. Well, hey, I hope you're right. I mean, like, I think the mark for me, I mean.
I appreciate the call, Dana.
Yeah, I don't even like doing the, so much can number, change. I know. I mean, I think you want to get in the 20s,
I feel.
Yeah.
I feel what he's saying. And, you know, like I said, before you know it, narratives will be the ACC sucks and.
I'm okay with
you got to win 27 to even be considered.
That stuff don't bother me, though.
A 6 seed.
Like, that stuff don't bother me because I don't care.
Well, I'm in a mood to be irritated.
If, like, I'm number one in the ACC and somebody's like, well, ACC sucks. I'm like,
Jack
that's cool.
Over here talking about Darko Milicic. And I got.
Jack basically said Darko was better than LeBron.
I got Hall calling and talking about Kwame's a bust because he didn't beat up 40-year-old Michael Jordan.
Yeah. It's fair. All fair. I think everybody hit him right on the head.
I'm listening.
No, I think everybody's just hit it right on the head with that.
I'm still arguing with Jack, who said he saw YouTube highlights.
Jordan? He said Jordan Savant?
I've done my research
way back in the archives for that one. I appreciate that.
Jack, I'm never going to forget that. Because you meant what you said.
He was in, baby.
Yeah, he did.
I have an opinion on Michael Jordan. I have YouTube.
Why you turn Jack into Andy?
I didn't.
You what did. Are you
talking about? No, I didn't.
You just turned Jack into Andy.
No, only Blank turned into Andy.
Blank.
He really turned.
He's crossing back over, though. Like, he was in the upside down for a few, and now he's coming back through. Because you did that
show with him.
Yeah, when I did the show with him, I think I broke the curse.
He snapped him out.
Yeah, he was like, oh.
Okay, is there anybody else we need to take?
No, I think we're good. We probably need to go to break.
Is this a break or is this top of the hour?
Top of the hour.
Well, go ahead and play us out, Jack.
Yeah. Yeah.
How the hell did Jack do that so quick?
Because Jack is common sense.
How did he throw?
Because I was already queuing it up so because quick. I figured it was coming.
My God.
Because Jack looked at the clock and was like, wow, they'll probably go to top of the hour break in a second.
I give Nikki a wink, you know, to get it rolling. He's like, okay, 5 minutes. Jesus. Middays with Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.